the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In Ohio, the president leads Mitt Romney 44-42. Virginia, the president leading Romney 51-44. But you throw in Florida, another crucial state, and Romney is leading 44-43. These battleground states always play an outsized role, but how crucial this year?
Very crucial, David. Two things to keep an eye out for. One is the state-by-state unemployment numbers. You see President Obama in the lead in Ohio. That's because unemployment is going down in Ohio. The other issue, of course, President Obama spending a lot of time talking about issues of importance to women voters. That's to focus on those women in swing areas of swing states, such as Shaker Heights, Ohio, Northern Virginia, the suburbs of Philadelphia, the middle of Florida, what's called the I-4 corridor. They're hoping that even women voters who are ambivalent about the economy will be swayed by some of these issues that they're talking about on the trail.
That's ABC's David Muir and Jake Tapper talking about the latest poll results. And it looks like this is going to be a pretty close race. Obama and Romney are tied. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from Fox. John Scott and Brett Baier talk about Mitt Romney making it a tight race after spending a lot of time getting beaten up by the rest of the members of the GOP.
I suppose both sides will look at these numbers and find something to like in them, huh, Brett?
Definitely, John. I mean, the Romney campaign can look at the independent number, and in this poll, Mitt Romney is up 10 points over President Obama with independents. That's a significant number. Also look at the full 91% of conservatives who now support Romney, despite a turmoil during the primary process. A lot of people saying that the conservatives wouldn't come around. This poll suggests that they are there behind Romney, and even more so than the base behind President Obama. The Obama campaign can look to numbers where President Obama has a 10-point edge over folks who the question, who shares your values, and he has a 23-point edge over Mitt Romney on who stands up for the middle class. So those are points that you heard the president numerous times over recent weeks talk about, paying their fair share, representing the middle class. And if these numbers are any indication, you're likely going to hear a lot more of that from President Obama on the stuff.
USA Today Gallup out today with a very similar kind of poll. In 12 swing states, they are starting from scratch, is the headline. 47% for the president, 45% for Mitt Romney. The amazing thing to me, Brett, is that, you know, the power of the incumbency is so strong. Here you have a guy who's been in office for 3 years. The voters have seen him every single day trotting around the world or doing whatever presidents do. And yet to be tied with a Republican challenger who has been beaten up pretty badly during this primary process, that doesn't bode well for the president.
Well, no, it doesn't. But again, as you look into the internals of this poll, there are bright spots, and the Obama administration could see that. But you're right. At this point, after what the primary process that Mitt Romney went through, you'd expect him to be trailing a little bit more than he is in the overall number. But for example, on foreign policy issues, this president, a Democrat, is leading over Mitt Romney pretty substantially on who would handle foreign policy better. And that's a significant plus for the Obama administration. It's so interesting that these swing states will essentially decide this election. We always talk about it, but there are about 34 counties in this country that will be bombarded by ads because it's believed that those counties in all of these swing states will turn the tide one way or another.
And that George Washington poll, 59% say the country is headed down the wrong track. It's very hard for a president to win re-election with numbers like those.
Right. And by the time we get to August, depending on how the economy is by the middle of August, that becomes kind of baked in the cake traditionally. When the economy, the economic numbers are out there, depending where the economy is and where that right track, wrong track number is, at that point, mostly you don't see a lot of movement in the next couple of months. But, you know, any election can be different.
Coming up, more on the latest poll numbers for the presidential race. It's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Welcome to Domino's.
I'm here to pick up my order at the most bestest deal ever. The Monday through Wednesday, $7.99 carryout deal.
One large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99.
Jinx!
You're pretty serious about this deal.
I even named my kid Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal.
My name's Lauren, Dad.
Just until those legal documents clear.
The Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal. When you get a large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99, it's easy to get carried away. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery, area, and charges may vary. Each dish may be extra. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Doug Steffen here with a continuing focus on the presidential race. Here's radio host Tommy Tucker with CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch. They talk about independent voters, which seem to be swinging the poll numbers toward Mitt Romney.
Can you peer behind the numbers and tell us what the story really is or what's going on here?
Well, this one poll in particular showed a swing of independence. In the polls that were out about 2 or 3 weeks ago, President Obama was holding a big lead among independents. Now Mitt Romney has a lead, and as a result, the new poll that's in Politico today by Ed Goez, a Republican pollster, and Celinda Lake, a Democratic pollster, does show Mitt Romney with a small lead. There's a Gallup poll out in the swing states that shows just about the same thing, a little bit in reverse, with Obama with a tiny lead in the swing states, and in those, the independents are a little closer. So I think we're probably going to see a time where these independents are going to shift maybe pretty frequently, depending on the news of the week and which candidate seems to be appealing to them best.
So does this poll, do these polls also show us that? And I see, for example, in the Politico poll that I think it's 91% of Republicans support Mitt Romney, a little bit less than the Democrats that support Obama. And you know, here in Louisiana, we're so red, I don't think it matters who the Republican nominee is, that it's pretty well presumed that that's who the state is going to go for. And again, you got to remember, it's an electoral college situation. So it really is the independents, right, that's going to decide?
Yeah, I think, and really a tiny handful of independents are truly independent. Some say they're independent, but they lean Republican or they lean Democratic. But in this, I think, this year, I think they're really shopping for a candidate, and we're going to see them shopping pretty much into the fall.
All right, so peering even deeper or looking even deeper, what is it that they're shopping for? Is it about if the economy is working for them? Is it about if the economy is working for them? Is it working for their retirement or their 401k? Is it about personality? Do they delve that deeply? Is it a function of income level where it becomes a beauty contest at some point? Does race or religion enter into this? Help me sort this all out.
Well, there are a number of factors. With the independents, typically are not as engaged in the race as our partisan voters, so that we saw during the campaign those Republican base voters were the ones who really turned out in the primaries and who were determining the results, and the same on the Democratic side, although we do see a couple of things that could be problematic for President Obama, that registration among African Americans and Hispanics is not at the level it was in 2008, so he needs a very strong turnout from them and from young people. He does very well with young people still, but the enthusiasm is just not there for him and for politics this time as it was the last time. But with the independents, it's generally a combination of jobs and confidence that things are going to get better.
Talk host Charlie Langdon talked to political analyst Chris Ingram, who thinks he has some insight into who Mitt Romney may be leaning toward as a running mate. That would be pretty exciting.
You've discovered it, and you've got it here. Our governor from Michigan.
Well, that's right. You know, we got our tea leaves out and we started looking at things and the crystal ball, and then none of that was really giving us the real indication. So we decided to look at hotel rooms instead. And that's what I did. I looked at the hotel rooms in Tampa that the various delegations from across the 50 states are going to be staying at. And this is a, you know, seemingly unimportant thing, but if you're a delegate coming to the convention, it's very important where your hotel is, how close you are to all the cool stuff downtown, as well as obviously the convention center, what type of facility it is, and also how long a commute it is from your hotel to the convention center. Now, Mitt Romney and the Massachusetts delegation, no surprise here, the RNC assigned them the most prime choice hotel. It's right next to the convention center on the water, and that's the Marriott Waterside. That's where they'll be staying. Second most popular hotel.
Do we have a drum roll here? Here it is. And
the second most sought after hotel is the Embassy Suites. It's kind of right across the street from the Marriott Waterside. Not going to tell you who got it yet, but I want to point out that the Florida delegation, the home state, the state hosting the convention.
Yes.
They're being penalized by the RNC for moving its primary.
Oh, no.
And they put Florida at what's called the Innisbrook Resort. It's actually a very nice resort, but it's 30 miles out of town.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the farthest hotel that any delegation will be staying at. They really sent Florida a strong message. Don't mess with the RNC on its on the calendar next time.
Whoa.
And during the convention, Florida's commute to the convention center from that hotel will probably be about 2 hours with taking into account all the convention activity traffic.
Oh my God.
And so it's very undesirable. But the second most sought-after hotel, the Embassy Suites, has been assigned to none other than state of Michigan.
Yes, we won!
So those delegates from Michigan coming to Tampa are going to be very, very pleased that with their hotel accommodations and that they can basically wake up, take a shower in the morning, have a leisurely breakfast, mill around all day, and they're literally less than a five-minute walk to the convention center.
Coming up, we shift gears to what's going on in France politically. That's next on the Talk Radio Roundup.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, what people are talking about. The top of the charts, as it were, and that seems to include France's election of a new president a couple of days ago. Here's radio host Jeff Dunn talking to European correspondent Elaine Cobb about the impact the election is already having here on our markets.
Why is it that the elections in France and Greece this morning have rattled American markets?
Well, I think it's because certainly here in France, François Hollande has promised to renegotiate the fiscal treaty that brought in tough austerity measures across Europe. And, of course, the Greeks were high on the list of those affected by the measures, and they don't want it either. So if the treaty is renegotiated, the euro will, of course, be in flux once again, and that's something that the markets don't like.
In your opinion, then, was this reaction last night, these elections over the weekend, were these reactions to the austerity measures in the European Union?
Not so much for the French, it has to be said. For the Greeks, absolutely. But in France, a lot of the thinking was, we just want to get rid of Nicolas Sarkozy because he came in 5 years ago on a wave of promises to boost the economy, re-energize France, and it simply hasn't happened. The economy is weak, unemployment is at 10%, and foreign debt is at 90% of GDP. So people feel, you know, it really was time for a change, and many people did not like Nicolas Sarkozy's brash ways, nor his blatant anti-immigration stance, and many people who voted Hollande said they were voting against Sarkozy because they felt he was divisive, and they hoped Hollande could be a more uniting factor.
What was Germany's reaction this morning, as Germany seems to be the economy that's propping up the rest of the European Union, Elaine?
Well, Germany has already said that it's willing to work with France. Angela Merkel was reaching out immediately to François Hollande. That said, she really doesn't have any choice. The Franco-German alliance has been the motor behind all of the Eurozone protection measures. Whether she'll be able to convince François Hollande to keep backing her is another question, because the austerity measures have not been popular around Europe. Those who've been worst affected, like Ireland, Greece and Spain, have been increasingly suggesting that really it was just an idea to prop up the German economy, because the German banks have done the best of all out of this, and there's a lot of resentment. And a lot of Europeans were on the streets of Paris last night happily celebrating Nicolas Sarkozy's departure.
Talk host John Sylvester with political analyst John Nichols about the French election. This guy's a socialist.
So François Hollande is a socialist.
You don't have to say it with that.
No, I didn't say it with a catch in my eye. You wrote a book called The S-Word.
I know.
I said it out loud.
She's a French socialist, which is not particularly scary. François Mitterrand, the former French president, who, by the way, worked closely with Ronald Reagan, got along with him fine. They happen to disagree on some economic policy, but they survived. You know, that Mitterrand, the last socialist president of France, his presidency exactly paralleled Reagan's presidency of the United States. And so, you know, the French socialist movement is best understood as, you know, it's a lefty movement, a little bit better than American Democrats, but, you know, not exactly anything to get frightened by. But the interesting thing of what Hollande ran on was opposition to austerity. And his message was one that Wisconsinites will understand. He said that you shouldn't attack public workers, public services, teachers, education, you know, the infrastructure of government. You shouldn't attack that. That the way to balance budgets and the way to get growth is to invest in the economy, and you get your resources by taxing speculation, a financial transactions tax, and by taxing the very rich. He won big, and he won big with middle-class voters who got the message. Austerity doesn't work.
More on France and their newest president when the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it, too, with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen. The election in France, we're sort of still on that. Here's talk host McGraw and Millhaven talking to ABC's Tom Rivers about this new president of France who's a socialist.
So the socialists are now running France.
You got it. The voters went out, and the polls have been saying for weeks and weeks, if not months, that Sarkozy's days are numbered. Many said he was too self-centered, if you will, too self-absorbed, and out of touch, really, with the people. And the bottom line, I tell you, it goes down to, the bottom line is the economy stupid. And, unemployment standing at around 10%, the economy going nowhere in France. And they said, look, you didn't get it. You're out of here. Let's try the new guy.
Yeah, but he only won with like 51% of the vote, right?
He won with 51.5%. It's about a 3% spread. But you have to go back and say, generally in France, the incumbent gets a second term. You have to go back to 1981 to see a switch like this. So, yeah, historically, this is really important. Basically, it's a shoe-in unless there are some kind of strange circumstances. And, yes, we're living through them every day with the way the economy is.
Yeah. Now, is there a story that I'm sort of hearing or reading about that Sarkozy couldn't get support from the far right, so that sort of broke his coalition that allowed the Socialist Party to sort of take the day.
Yeah, I mean, the as you say, the Le Pen people basically holding their fire until parliamentary elections in the not-too-distant future. They want to ramp up a whole bunch of more MPs, and they said, look, whoever gets in, they're not going to do very well, they're going to disappoint you, so we're not going to support anybody. So they sat on their hands. They basically didn't go voting. And you would have thought that naturally may go more into the Sarkozy camp. Most of those people stayed home.
So what does Francois Hollande want to do? Does he want to take France out of the Eurozone? Does he want, I mean, what is he promising here?
What he's promising, and, if you hearken back to, say to the 30s, you can't, the austerity measures, he says, are part of the equation. But he says that medicine can't be too strong, and you can't try to get somebody, who's pretty ill, and Europe is pretty ill at this stage of the game. You can't get them jumping up out of the bed within 1 week. It takes time. And you also have to have some growth in there as well. Otherwise, you're going to end up with everybody out of work, and then the government saying, where's my tax money, and there ain't going to be any. So he says, look, it's much more complicated. Yes, there's going to be some austerity measures, but he says it's a whole lot longer to get out of this thing, and you can't turn it around on a dime, and yes, there has to be some growth measures thrown in as well. We'll see if that carburetor mixture between lean and rich is the right one for France, and if it is, a lot of other countries in Europe going to follow suit.
Two radio hosts, John Williams and Leslie Keeling, talking about the huge voter turnout in France this past weekend.
What would you guess the number is? What percentage of eligible voters in France voted for president? It was 51.7% to 48.3%. You know, it was about a 4% spread, 3.5%, something like that. Some folks actually thought it was going to be closer. Anyway, Sarkozy is out, and his wife and some socialist dude is in. Whatever. Anyway, what percentage of the people in France voted that could vote? Just take a shot. Wild guess. Leslie, what are you squinting at over there?
What do we get usually around 30, 40%, right, at max? So I'll say 25%.
81.
Really?
How about that?
The French actually got off their hineys and... Oh,
did anything.
Sorry, you French people.
Sorry, French folks.
Wow.
81% voted. So then we looked up what was the percentage of Americans who voted in the last presidential elections. You are closer to correct, Leslie, if it was a non-presidential year. In the years in is non-presidential, you get those sub-50 numbers. But in the last presidential election, 71% of us voted, and a whopping 64% of us got off our French rear ends and did. The year before that, it was the presidential election before that, 2004, it was about 64%. The difference between 2008 and 2004, 2008 was the year of Obama. You know, the point being that so many more people voted, many more people registered. 64% of them voted, but you had more people voting because the registration was higher. In fact, in the last presidential election, when Bush won, it was 64%. In 2000, it was 59%. In 1996, 58%. Of eligible voters voted for the presidency of the United States. So we're normally in the upper 50s to mid 60s. In non-presidential years, we are like in the 30s and 40s. Here it is. In non-presidential years, for instance, 2006, 37% of the voting age population turned out. 37%. In 2010, 37%. 2002, 37%. And just working backwards every non-presidential election year, every fourth year, it's 36, 38, 36, 36, 39, etc. So that's just bizarre. 81% in France voted.
All right, let's get to another deal. The latest on the Fast and Furious case. We'll get to it in a few minutes here on the countdown.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Vario IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This tool is particularly particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Vario IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Remember the Fast and Furious scandal? Well, it's back again on the surface. Here's Bill Hemmer talking to the chair of the RNC about a possible contempt charge being thought about for Attorney General Eric Holder.
In the wake of the Fast and Furious scandal, now the top congressional investigator, Dale Issa, has laid out a contempt case against him. Issa telling us here on America's Newsroom last week that he sees, at the moment, no other way.
Well, you have to be reluctant when you're working with the administration to say we've come to the end. But we've gotten to that point where it's clear they're not going to give us the documents that they've sort of closed up and covered up the people they now want to protect.
All right, that was last Thursday. What about now? Runs previous chairman of the Republican National Committee. Where is this headed?
Well, you know, obviously, Daryl and the leadership in the Congress have some decisions to make, and I have to trust them to make the right decisions. But I can tell you, as a lawyer myself, this is just unbelievably frustrating because you have the Department of Justice, which is supposed to be upfront and above board. You've got Eric Holder, the top lawyer in the country, that has just an enormous personal responsibility as far as the rules of professional responsibility as a lawyer. On top of that, we've got an administration that says, hey, look, we're going to be the most transparent administration that you've ever seen, and yet we're not getting the documents that we've asked for. Over half the documents haven't even been provided. Of the documents that have been provided, they've either been highly redacted, and in many cases, these documents have been blank. The problem is that we've got a Department of Justice that just isn't being straight with the American people.
Right,
and
I understand
what else
the
do
point
you do?
Making,
what more do you do after 2 years?
What Holder would argue is that there's an ongoing investigation. He doesn't want to step on that. And they've given tens of thousands of papers to the internal investigation, the IG. This is what DOJ has said as of last Thursday. The department strongly disputes the contention that we have failed to cooperate with the committee's review of Operation Fast and Furious, as asserted in the staff briefing paper and draft contempt of Congress resolution that the committee released today. That was last week. Has there been anything since then?
No, not that I know of, but I can tell you that after 2 years of subpoenas for documents, in any case in America, in any case that's going on right now in civil courts from coast to coast, if you were to take this kind of time to produce the documents that this Congress has been asking for, I mean, the DOJ is basically turning its head to the subpoena power of Congress. I mean, what else do you do after 2 years of asking for documents? I mean, who knew about this gun running program at the DOJ? When did the DOJ finally figure out that this thing was going on? What did Eric Holder really know, and what was in his email account when he appeared before Congress and told Congress he didn't know anything about
right,
it?
Those are interesting questions.
Documents
it's
don't
been
swear.
Suggested then that if Holder would admit who authorized it, And if he said how high it went up in the Department of Justice, then ISA would back away and would not move forward with his contempt citation. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true, Bill, or not. I mean, those kind of details of, you know, how significant what level the subpoena power of the Congress, what level they're willing to take the subpoena power, I can't answer that question. But I can tell you that the frustration level is through the roof. And I think Congress, and especially Darrell Issa, has been extremely patient here in dealing, more patient, I think, than any federal judge would be with a lawyer in court that refused to fully comply with a subpoena that's been in place for over 2 years.
Personality Matt Patrick with Congressman Ted Poe of Texas about the contempt of Congress citation being drafted against Eric Holder.
ISA's Oversight Committee, they have drafted a contempt of Congress citation subpoena 22 categories of information about Fast and Furious. Holder has provided documents reflecting just 13 of those categories. Is this what the problem is? Is this why there is that draft of a contempt of Congress?
Yes. The Attorney General has been asked now for over a year to cooperate with Congress to find out what happened in Fast and Furious. He's been stonewalled. He won't give the information. The question is why? Maybe he has something to hide. And now the House Oversight Committee is going to its last resort. It will get the information. So if Holder refuses to cooperate, then the next course of business is to hold him in contempt. And hopefully we don't get to that point, but that's the Attorney General's choice to be held in contempt or not, not really the Oversight Committee, because he could cooperate and solve this whole problem.
You and I have talked about this before, and you have suggested that it will never get to that point, that by the end of June, I believe that is the deadline, the Attorney General will come forth with those documents, that there's a lot of political dancing going back and forth. Do you still believe that?
I really do. I think that he will eventually, at the very last minute, produce the requested documents, the requested emails, and prevent himself from being held in contempt. But there's always a chance that he will continue to stonewall it. But I think he will cooperate at the very last minute.
So when he presents these documents that he has been stonewalling all this time, are we going to find that he is culpable? I mean, is it possible that we will find that there are some legal charges that should be levied against the Attorney General?
I'm not so sure about legal charges, but there's obviously something in these records he doesn't want the American public to know about. Otherwise, he would cooperate. And I think it will show, like, in my opinion, it will show a pattern of that who of the Fast and Furious, that it was something that was authorized, at least approved by the Justice Department, and maybe even point out who was responsible. You remember when Holder testified before the Judiciary Committee, I asked him who was the person who made the decision to help smuggle guns down to Mexico, and he said, I don't know. So maybe he at least has that answer. It wasn't me, but I don't know who it was.
Yeah, here's a guy.
I think we'll find out the answer to these questions and let the American public know.
Here's radio man Trey Ware with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners for America. They discuss the Fast and Furious debacle and if Eric Holder may be responsible.
Our government put these guns out there hoping that they would be used in crime so that they could turn around and say, we need stricter gun laws in America.
That puts it in a nutshell. That's exactly what was going on.
Now we've had all these congressional hearings. We've had people taking the Fifth. Early on, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, said, I ain't talking. He has handed over blank pages, literally. And now Darrell Issa, who heads up that committee, is just about had his belly full of all this standing in the way. So what is he doing?
Well, it seems as if he's preparing a contempt of Congress citation, which if it were to happen, and come on, Mr. Issa, please do it. I've been to the hearings. You've got what it takes to do it. Then if he were convicted of that contempt of Congress, the Attorney General could be put in jail for a year and fined a few thousand dollars. And the jail that he would certainly be able to end up in is a cell that they have right there on Capitol Hill. Mm. They got their own Capitol Hill police force. They could arrest anybody for a crime against Congress within the District of Columbia. So, hey, Mr. Holder, you sure you want to come into work today?
Why is he stonewalling like this? Why doesn't he just say, here's the information? Or better yet, why doesn't his boss, the president, say, release the information that Congress is requesting, quit stonewalling? Congress has gone through, apparently, all the legal channels to request all those documents, and the Attorney General is saying, no, I'm not going to turn them over. Why doesn't he?
Well, I think to ask the question is almost to answer The fact of the matter is that there is a great deal of information that's already been released by whistleblowers indicating that the Attorney General and his subordinates were to their eyeballs in planning Fast and Furious.
All right, the Guantanamo Bay trials up next on the Countdown Show.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the hot things in talk radio and talk television, the talk media, that's what we get here as we listen and try to tune into lots of talk radio stations, hosts, programs. Here is host Bill Lumet with Republican strategist Mark Roderman about some of the ridiculous things that took place during the beginning of the terror trials in Gitmo this past weekend.
It's becoming a show, a real show.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Chicago 11 trials. Back in the 60s, late 60s, where you had Tom Hayden and that group that made a mockery out of the court system. Now we've gone so politically correct that you have people throwing paper airplanes at the families of the 9/11 folks that died. You have them given, you have the terrorists given a thumbs up. We've had these guys for 8 years. We haven't brought them to trial yet. They say it could be 2 years. They're demanding that the women wear burqas.
Yep.
In court. I mean, I think the judge really needs to get a hold of this, but I think this speaks volumes about the Obama administration and their ability or lack of ability to control what's going on in this venue.
Well, it's amazing to me. I saw that story as well, where they are actually considering, or at least the defense attorney has asked that women do wear the burqas in honor or out of respect to these terrorist religious beliefs. We now live in a country where that doesn't seem so far-fetched. It wasn't only maybe 10 years ago where that this would be a request that wouldn't even been asked of the court. But now it seems to be the politically correct thing to do.
Well, it's laughable. I mean, you know, you have KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who masterminded 3,000 people being killed, Americans, on our soil, still alive. He confessed. Now he's recanted. He's now become a cleric. He has the real long beard and wears all the garb. Prior to that, the fellow was, you know, pretty hard liver, drinker, went to strip clubs, the whole nine yards. and we're validating these people. They're praying in court. You know, during the 40s, we had German saboteurs that came here. We caught them. They came on our soil. We caught them, we tried them, and we hung them. Now, that's all these guys deserve and no more.
Many of you know talk host John Gambling. Here he is talking to legal analyst Andrew McCarthy about how this trial has the potential to turn into sort of a reality show.
The charade that's going on in Guantanamo. I mean, what are we doing this for?
Well, you know, look, Churchill probably had this right back at the Nuremberg debate, which was that you should never put on trial people that you don't have any intention of actually releasing. That was why the yard arms were invented on those ships to capture the pirates, right? But we are in a culture that we have to have a legal process before we either put people to death or incarcerate them for life, and this is what the process looks like.
Andrew, what you and I and so many, many others had speculated about this particular trial was that it was going to be used as a stage to go through all sorts of things, from torture to incarceration to whatever other question might come up, including should women wear burkas in the courtroom. And this is the television show that we expected to happen, which I think diminishes the whole process.
Well, I think that's right to some extent. This is going to be something of a circus. And the reason, John, that it's going to be a circus is that the lawyer left, which, you know, dominates the legal profession in this country and to some degree the courts that will eventually review what happens in this court, are predisposed against the use of military commissions. And I think the military court feels, and I think you have to sympathize with them for this, that they have to give these guys a long leash here to, basically to carry on with all their shenanigans and try to show that, you know, they made the process as fair as they could possibly make it, that they only did things like put defendants in restraints or make them leave the courtroom and, you know, watch the proceedings on closed.
Yeah, but we're getting used here. I mean, you're absolutely right, Andrew. I mean, Judge James Paul, I just can't even imagine the pressure that is on him, because his courtroom in Guantanamo Bay is not only being observed there, but I gather television is being beamed to various places around the country so that other lawyers and Justice Department and military people can watch and score the game.
Well, also, mainly I think that's done for the families of the victims of 9/11.
The only thing I have time left to do in this hour is to sort of point you in the direction of the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com. More about what we're talking about here.